Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We have an update to share with you at Cap Radio. Today is the last day of our interim general manager, Tom Carlo, in his current role. Tom was appointed as general manager of the news and music stations back in August, coming out of retirement as the general manager of KPBS, the NPR and PBS stations that are part of San Diego State. And it did mark an unprecedented time for Cap Radio, which is an auxiliary of Sacramento State and also runs North State Public Radio, NSPR, based in Chico. Both Cap Radio and NSPR suffered layoffs, and we are still navigating financial uncertainty following an audit by the California State University System detailing millions of dollars of debt largely connected to an ambitious years-long move downtown, which is still in limbo. And as you likely know by now, myself and a small team of colleagues have been reporting on the public media station independently. You can follow ongoing reporting of Cap Radio's finances on our homepage. In that spirit of transparency, we invited Tom Carlo to join us once again as he steps down as interim GM and transitions to a new role of special consultant. And a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this story, this conversation, before it was broadcasted or posted publicly. Tom, stepping down can take on different meanings. There has been already reporting on this following the announcement that you were going to step down as interim general manager. But can you explain to listeners why you are stepping down as interim GM?
Well, I'm in my early 70s. I started working in public broadcasting and public media 51 years ago. I retired after 47 years from KPBS in San Diego. And when President Wood asked me if I would come in on an interim basis, that's what it was. It was an interim basis. I am not looking to come back into a full-time role. And I said, look, I know you have some difficult challenges. I think I can help with the radio station. I think I can help get it back to a level playing field and really point it in a right direction. But I'm only here for a few months. So this seemed to be about a good time to do it because now I have a chance the next couple of months to work with Frank Maranzino, the new interim president and general manager, and help Frank in this transition and help the university in the future. So it was always an interim position. And after 6 months, I think we have made some significant progress with Cap Radio as a public service of this community. And I think it's a good time to do it.
Frank Maranzino is Cap Radio's director of technology.
Yes.
Listeners, probably not a common name for listeners. What would you like people to know about him?
Well, Frank, when I came on board August 15th, Frank was the director of technology, but he also served as one of my number two people. And I saw that he really had a lot more business sense and a lot more capability than being what I would say is just an engineer. He was very good in business. He was very good conceptually in thinking about the role of public media. And he's been at my side for 6 months. And I think having some continuity is real important. Bringing in someone cold that doesn't know the situation of Cap Radio and doesn't have the background in public media, which, you know very much, public media is totally different than commercial media. I felt Frank was someone that I would recommend to go forward, and I really think he's got a bright future. So I support this decision 100%, and I want to help him as we go forward.
When you joined us last December, you had said Cap Radio had enough money to get us through May. Where does that stand now?
We are trying our best to improve our cash flow. When I came on board in August, I looked and we had $80,000 in the checking account. And we have a payroll of $500,000 a month. Now, that payroll has been trimmed down quite a bit. And then we have spent a lot of time trying to improve membership, corporate support, the car donation program, all sorts of ways that we bring in money. And, we're just kicking this down the road a little further. We still we're in a very precarious situation, but I know we can get through the end of this fiscal year. But if we keep improving like we're doing, we'll inch that forward even more as we go forward. And I think Cap Radio has a bright future.
When it comes to the financial issues, I mean, they do largely hinge on Cap Radio's years-long push to move downtown. I mean, this was announced before the pandemic in 2019. Mm-hmm. It has since expanded to both a new headquarters and a live venue. We have reported on this multiple times. But what is the status of those projects?
Well, we still don't have a definitive answer of what we are going to do with it. These are two leases downtown, the headquarters and Cap Live, that were signed that I think I questioned very much. Was this a good decision? Sacramento State has hired a third-party firm to look into what happened. How did we get into this problem? How did these two very expensive leases were signed? And how did we spend multi-million dollars in tenant improvements and really didn't have the cash to do it, and the capital campaign wasn't successful? And so there's a lot of questions we have to answer, and that's why this forensic examination is going forward. Once that comes out, which seems to be also something that's kicking down the road a little bit.
Late January, then February, and now we're the last day in the month.
Right. And, you know, that's because they're investigating. They're looking at all sorts of documents and emails and past contracts and board minutes and all of those kinds of things. And as they find more stuff, it takes them down another path. So, you know, we want them to do a really good job of figuring out what happened. Once that's there, we ought to be able to then say, okay, this is what happened. This is how we have to take care of it. And this is what we're going to do. But I am very happy us just staying here on campus. It keeps our overhead down, it keeps our expenses low, and it allows us to put as much into our local public service as possible. And that's really the key to the whole thing. And I do want to say that back in December, I think when we had a conversation, I called it a forensic audit. And it was just a bad choice of words for me. It's called a forensic examination. And you know, and we hope that there'll be parts of it that we can release to the public. We have to look very much from the legal standpoint. Is there names that have to be redacted? Is there other things that are in it? But by and large, we want the document to come out there because I want to see it myself.
Yeah. Okay. So that is an important distinction. So the audit, when it's released, like anyone can find it on the Cal State system because it was a CSU commission audit. The forensic examination is not going to be as publicly available, essentially.
Well, I don't think the forensic examination will be released as a whole. A formal audit is a public document. An examination is a document to help us in terms of finding answers and things. And my understanding is we have to have legal representation go through it. So it may be released in parts and all that. For me, we've talked so much about that. I hope we can release as much as possible because we have so many people that have supported us, not only before all of this went down, but even now are supporting us, I think, in record numbers through these difficult times because people want to save Cap Radio. They need to know. I need to know. I want it. So we'll release what we can under legal advice.
You mentioned when you talk about these two projects is that these are leases. These are not owned buildings. I know that we're kind of in a limbo right now, or Sac State is, in terms of information with that forensic examination pending. But have there been discussions to like renegotiate or terminate a lease? How does that work, or is that even possible?
I think every option is on the table to figure out what is the best thing to do with these very costly facilities downtown. But the other side of it is I've been spending most of my time in this building, and I haven't really been a part of some of that discussion down there. My job was to come in and take a radio station that had declining listenership for many years and figure out how could we set this on a path for going forward. And I think we've done a lot to help Cap Radio be more valuable to this community.
You aren't necessarily leaving, though. Your role is transitioning at Cap Radio.
Yes.
You're going to be a special consultant to Cap Radio. What does that entail?
Well, when I had a discussion with President Wood of Sacramento State and Chief of Staff Mark Wheeler, I was the one who suggested, why don't I step down now and still have some time over the next couple of months that I could be more of helping with the transition, helping to work with the team, helping to consult with not only Cap Radio, but the board and Sacramento State. And I just felt from a continuity standpoint, this was going to be a better model to go forward. And that's why I suggested, I thought that if I worked another month or two, because I originally thought I was going to go through maybe the end of April, maybe into May as the interim president. But then if I just stop and walk away and somebody else comes in and sits down, it may not be as smooth of a transition. And so I felt this was a better role. So I'm going to be available to the interim president and general manager, Frank Maranzino. He and I are already setting up calls that I could do, Zoom meetings. I'm coming back for 2 days at the end of March to help with some donor visits and some corporate clients and just to, you know, update and see how things are going. So my role will be whatever my knowledge can do to help. Because even though it's been 6 months, I've invested a lot of my heart and soul in this organization, and I sure don't want to walk away and just drop Cap Radio. I want Cap Radio to succeed, and I just cannot see Cap Radio not be relevant to this community. So I'm going to continue to be a consultant, hopefully be elected to the board, and I will always be an evergreen member.
On the topic of the board, Cap Radio added 9 new board members, and this was last week. And I understand Frank Maranzino is our interim GM and president, but now that there is a board in place, I would imagine that actually puts in some pieces to search and hire a permanent general manager and president. Do you know where that stands right now?
Well, we had a board when I showed up in August, I think around 25. And then there was a massive resignation of I think, around 20 board members. So we have been with only about 5 or 6 board members, and we were not capable of doing major business decisions until we had a quorum. And a minimum quorum was 15. And so that's why we added 9 to get us right around 15 or 16. And so once we had gone through a little bit of a process, because we didn't have a formal governance and nominating committee with only 5 people, there are things we could do in an emergency situation. And so we went through a process. We had a lot of people in the community contact us and say, I understand there's a lot of problems, but I want to help. I want to help. So we were able to get to this point. Now, once the board was seated, then we asked the board, put a motion forward to have Frank become the interim. And that's how it was voted. So Frank was approved by the board to be the interim president. And I think this is something the board's going to have to decide over the next months and a year. How far do they want to go? What do they want to do? And so it really is a board decision.
Another development since we last talked in December was last month, both Cap Radio News and Music, as well as NSPR based in Chico, they announced plans to unionize. How does this impact how Sac State, how Cap Radio navigates financial stability? Does it have an impact?
Well, when we were presented that the union was, the staff was interested in unionizing, we chose to just let it be an election. Rather than to recognize it, because we felt that this is a democracy and that anybody who was eligible to be in the unit would have a chance to have a say. And I told the staff, I said, we are not to say anything negative or positive. This is a staff decision, and we will do whatever is the best interest of the staff. So we have not done any, what I would say, lobbying either way. We've just let this become its own situation. And, my thought is that if this is the direction we go, this is the direction we go. In terms of how costly this is going to be, I can't print money. We have a certain amount of money. So we will deal with anything in the future based on how much money we have. There's very little right now. I mean, when I showed up, there was a budget of that had been approved by the Finance Committee, recommended to the full board of Cap Radio back in July, of $21 million in revenue and $21 million in expense. We are really about a $13 to $14 million organization. We are lean, we are trim, but there were some revenue projections in there that just were not realistic. And so, I think we can still be a very successful $13 or $14 million organization as we go forward. So, time will tell how we deal with the union. I'm whatever is the best interest of the staff. And that's, to me, we'll go forward with it.
Finally, if you could go back to the summer when you accepted this interim role, what advice would you give yourself?
I am actually very happy and I'm at peace with the decision I made. I did not make this decision based on I needed a job and I needed to make some money. I made this decision because I've been in public media my entire career of 51 years. And I wanted, when I heard that Cap Radio could go under and could go away, I as a public citizen, I said, I can't see not only Sacramento, but Stockton, Modesto, Chico, Quincy, Redding, Humboldt, and all the other, and Tahoe, Reno, all of those areas not having Cap Radio, especially this calendar year of a very crucial election season with the primaries and the general election. People need information they can trust, they can value, that's objective, unbiased. We don't endorse candidates. We don't recommend propositions. We just, give you the facts and let you make your own informed decision. And I came out because I wanted to preserve Cap Radio. And I came out of retirement to preserve Cap Radio and to preserve the role of public media. And I think we've made some great progress over these 6 months. I mean, we are doing more local news than ever before. In the 40-year history of Cap Radio, we had never done local news between 9 a.m. and when All Things Considered starts. Now we're doing local headlines every 15 minutes. We're doing full local newscasts on the hour. It's never been done before. We're managing our inventory between programs much better. We've moved Insight, one of my favorite shows here, to the noon hour, which I think is a way of even having more people able to listen to it. Repeating Insight at 7 o'clock just makes this show what I think is the best news analysis program in our community on the air. And so I'm very proud of what we've been able to do, and I'm very proud of this staff. This is a very good team. And I will put every person on Cap Radio staff head to head with my team at KPBS in San Diego. I'm so proud of this team. And I leave kind of emotional right now.
Tom, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Vicki. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
That is Cap Radio Interim General Manager Tom Carlo talking to us on his last day in this position. He is stepping down and transitioning to a special consultant role of the public media station. Following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this conversation before it was broadcasted or posted publicly. You can follow ongoing reporting on Cap Radio's finances on our homepage at capradio.org. And that's it for Insight. Have a great weekend. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here on Monday.